Hello, hello, hello. Thank you for tuning in. I am your host, Brittany McDowell, and you are listening to our PAC Politics Podcast, a podcast brought to you by our organization, our United Resource PAC. We are a tax-exempt political organization. So in this very brief podcast, we want to know why Senator Kamala Harris voted in favor of performing or attempting to perform an abortion on babies of 20 weeks gestation or more. Like, seriously, don't you want to know? We want to know, and that's the topic of discussion for this episode. So on January 28th of last year, Senator Kamala Harris, who's also running for president of the United States in the 2020 election, she voted nay on the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, referred to as S-2311, okay? In case you never heard of the act, let me tell you a little bit about it. To sum up the bill, it basically made performing an abortion or attempting to perform an abortion on a baby that was 20 weeks old or more, a baby who happened to be inside of a mother, inside of her uterus, it would make it a federal crime to attempt to perform an abortion or to actually successfully perform the abortion, excuse me. But it did allow for two exceptions. Those exceptions were if the life of the mother were to be at risk, and, you know, only by terminating the life of the child could you save the mother. The other exception was if the pregnancy was the result of rape or of incest. All right, so one of the things that we've decided to do is we have moved pretty much all of our content inside of our private Facebook groups. That said, if you want to know the rest of what we had to say about Senator Kamala Harris and abortion and S-2311, in the description box of this episode, you'll find a link to our Facebook group. All you have to do is have a Facebook profile and you just request to join the Facebook group. And should we feel you are a good person? If we feel your vibes through the net, we'll let you in the group and you can listen to the rest of this in the form of a video that we have inside of our Facebook group. So again, head on over to our private Facebook group. The group is called Resource for Americans Against Abortion. But again, rather than searching for it on Facebook, just click the link in the description box of this episode and you will go right to it. All right. So I look forward to seeing you over there in the group. It's a new group, so there aren't many members, but we are growing. Like, we've just been created like in the last few days, and we've got some pretty good and big things in store for people who really want to take action on this issue of abortion. So that said, have a good day, guys, and I will too. Thank you. Bye-bye.